Cape Talk, Car Talk.
With Jacob Mashoka joining us on the line, you are at the V-Dub Festival at Bella Bella. Is that where you are right now, Jacob?
Morning, Africa. Yes, I am. I'm sure you know by now. I think we've been doing this for about 3 or 4 years now. Every February, I make my way out to somewhere in South Africa where the annual VW Camp Fest takes place. So this year I managed to get here, and I came here in the new VW Polo, a car that was recently launched in South Africa. And the word Polo is massive in South Africa because of how they do so well with sales. If you remember, Africa, a year or two ago, Polo was one of the best selling cars in South Africa. And there's months where the sales just keep spiking. So the new Polo was definitely something that was that had to be launched, and something that we're happy to see. Sticking to its usual Polo traits, I'm pretty happy with what it looks like. Have you seen the tweets? I just tweeted you.
I did indeed. There are some slight tweaks, I suppose, compared to its previous generation. My understanding is that this is the sixth generation, is it, of the Polo? Or yes. Am I wrong?
Yes. Correct. The sixth generation of Polo, and this one is a little bigger than its predecessor. It's literally about 4,000 millimeters long, 1,751 millimeters wide, and that's a little bigger than its previous one. And in fact, they took a lot of what the Polo has to offer from the current Golf. So in terms of the chassis and the building and the molds, a lot of it is inspired by the Golf. So if you're looking at getting a Polo, just know that you're getting a lot more car than what the Polos used to be. Polos are getting bigger right now. And I'm in fact scared that Polos are now, I don't know, they're now competing with their Golf siblings. I feel like somebody who's been driving Golf for a long time will now look at the Polo as an option when they're upgrading from, for instance, the Golf 6 or the Golf 7.
Which I imagine VW can afford to do, because by introducing VW Up a couple of years ago, that then became the de facto entry-level car, which Polo was a couple of generations ago.
Exactly that. You know what? When it comes to the small cars, Africa, I think VW has it, what the cool kids would say, they have it on lock. If you look at how they've been doing it with the likes of the Polo Vivo as well, you need to know that they've been working very well at being the best in terms of sales and in terms of after service sale as well. And the fact that they've now changed up the shape of the Polo to this new looking shape, and at the same time they've now kept the old, so the previous generation Polo shape will now remain, and it will now come under the badge of the new Polo Vivo. So if you remember how they did Vivo a few years ago, was they took the fourth generation Polo mold and they now rebranded that as the Polo Vivo. So I like how they keep recycling the shapes of the cars. And we got a chance last week to actually take a walk in the factory, the Utenake factory, and we saw how they build the cars. One thing they can also be proud of is that all these smaller cars, the cars that sell so well, are locally produced. So even the Polos that are going overseas are all getting built in Utenake. I'm not sure of the figures on how many cars they'll be building per year, but they plan to build a lot more than what they were doing with the Vivos a few years ago.
All right. And how does a car drive?
Oh, of course. I find it very soft. I got to drive the Trendline manual. That's the one that it's a 1 liter TSI. It's a 70 kilowatt engine. And then I'm also currently driving the Comfortline DSG. That's also a 1 liter engine, but this one is a Highline DSG, and it's 85 kilowatts. Soft, smooth drive. The manuals, obviously because it's a new car, but the suspension on the cars is very soft. And what it makes me wonder is, I think they went all out to try and make this car as smooth and soft as possible, because the Polo GTI, which gets launched later this year, that's the one that's going to have the stiff suspension. That's the sporty one that they're planning on probably putting all the Golf 40 traits into. And we've been promised that towards the end of April, we can expect the first generation, the first Polo GTIs to get launched. And I'm wondering about pricing, because already the 1 liter TSI Trendline comes in at 235,000 Rand, while the DSG Highline model is at 302,000 Rand. So it's going to be quite interesting where they put the pricing of the Polo GTI. Will that make one wonder that maybe you can rather buy a 2016 Golf 7 GTI, for instance, instead of going for the likes of the Polo GTI? So the Polo GTI has to hit hard enough to make you go for it instead of going for a one-year-old or two-year-old Golf 7 GTI.
Given the market penetration, I mean, it was Toyota who lost the lead, if you like, in car sales to VW about 4 or 5 years ago when they had that massive recall and then people trusting the brand became a question mark. So VW has really penetrated the market quite extensively. Is this car going to be attractive to existing VW Polo people who then want a more aggressive, slightly bigger car to enjoy? Or do you think VW is trying to extend that market penetration even more by introducing hopefully new drivers to their car?
They will definitely win in terms of getting the guys who are always looking at upgrading. So if you have a previous generation Polo, in the next year or two, trust me, this is probably where you want to go, simply because the car is a lot bigger and it offers a really cool and funky infotainment system on the inside. It's all touchscreen on the inside. You can choose from an 8-inch to an 11-inch screen on the inside. They did a really great collaboration with the Beats by Dre concept, the guys who do the headphones, Beats by Dre. They've done a concept where you can buy the Beats option on the Polos. And on the inside of the car, you can definitely have what you want in terms of being funky and looking cool. So it will appeal to the guys who are upgrading. And at the same time, I think it will find a new market. It will find new buyers, new Polo owners, new car owners who are looking at getting something different. They will definitely look at the Polo.
Jacob Mashoka, do we have a video, an article that's going to be going up shortly?
Article will drop on Monday on ewn.co.za Africa.
Thank you very much. Do you enjoy that VW, I think, Camp Festival, it's called. Have a wonderful time there. I know you're going to be in heaven. Jacob Mashoka will join us again next week, Saturday.